This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. More than 580,000 Colorado families could see more money in their bank accounts starting today, thanks to an expansion of the child tax credit. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet, who pushed for making the credit larger, says it can help turn the page for families.
And make sure that the people in America who actually need the help most get help and get it on a monthly basis, to secure the middle class and to give people a chance to get their kids out of poverty.
Right now, the credit is only for this year, but Senate Democrats say they want to extend that or make it permanent. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and mayors from across the U.S. met with President Joe Biden Wednesday. They sent a letter to congressional leaders supporting the bipartisan infrastructure framework bill that includes investment in public transportation, clean energy, and jobs. Here's Hancock.
This bill has a great deal of workforce development opportunities, or at least money to create workforce opportunities. Job training is another part of it. Access to the human services, such as mental health and expansion of mental health services, is also critically important.
Hancock said he also told the president that Denver needs more federal investment in affordable housing near public transportation. More than 600 Americans will compete in the Tokyo Olympics later this month. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
33 Coloradans will represent the state as part of Team USA's roster. They'll participate in events like kayaking, wrestling, and taekwondo. Both Americans in the modern pentathlon are from Colorado. That's a multidiscipline event where athletes compete in fencing, swimming, horse riding, pistol shooting, and cross-country running. Olympians are asked to self-identify their hometown, which could be different from their birthplace or where they grew up. The Summer Games open next week. The Tokyo Paralympics are set for later this summer, with rosters due to be announced in early August. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
And the National Western Stock Show announced the dates for its return next January. It canceled this year's show because of the pandemic. The stock show plans to open in Denver starting January 8, 2022. It'll feature new venues for livestock and events. Right now in Denver, it's 85 degrees, in Fruta, 94, in Craig, 79.